Good afternoon, and welcome to University of Missouri Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. MU Extension is the outreach program of the University of Missouri and Lincoln University. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock, with today's program. More treatment is done in pasture cattle for pink eye than any other diagnosis. While pink eye rarely causes death, it causes cattle discomfort and has considerable economic consequences. The face fly is considered the primary problem. Prevention is the best approach. Good mineral programs and face fly control are great starts. Working with your herd veterinarian on a good vaccination program, including vaccinating against Moraxella bovis and Moraxella bovoculi, are also good starts. A moderate to heavy infestation of face flies is 10 to 20 flies per animal during the middle of the day. Managing pastures through proper grazing practices and clipping these pastures to minimize seed heads will help prevent the irritation of cattle's eyes, which can also help in controlling pink eye. Once an animal is infected with pink eye, the disease lasts 3 weeks or more, depending on the timeliness of diagnosis and the treatment regimen. Work with your veterinarian on treatment options and utilization of antibiotics to minimize the duration and to control severity of pink eye infections in your herd. Treatment is often successful because the eye has a tremendous ability to heal, and because the organism is susceptible to many available treatment regimens we have. Pink eye is an important disease in cattle. With proper prevention and treatment, its economic impact can be minimized on your operation. Next, let's talk about transporting agricultural machinery from one field to the other by way of public roads. This is a necessity for many ag producers. Most of our agricultural machinery is transported at speeds of 25 miles per hour or less. These slower speeds can cause motorists to misjudge how fast the farm equipment is going. Add in the hills, corners, narrow road shoulders, and blind spots throughout our area. Then factor in repairs to some roads and bridges, which has ag producers and motorists both traveling roads they are not as familiar with. We hope everyone driving will stay alert, be attentive, exhibit patience when passing others, and always be very mindful of the roads you are traveling, as well as the time of day, and expect the unexpected, especially when trying to pass other motorists as well as agricultural equipment utilizing all of our public roads. If you desire further information on this or any other topic, please contact your local University of Missouri Extension Center. University of Missouri Extension programs are open to all. Thank you and have a great day. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock for University of Missouri Extension, with today's MU Extension Connection program.